talk to you later. Good afternoon. Filling out, can I help
hey,
you?
I hit missed call from you. It's Dustin RDI.
Oh. I don't know when. I was out taking care of that son of a bitch.
Oh, for the $2,500?
No. Shit, this is a lot more than that.
Oh, boy.
17,000 estimates up to now, so.
Holy shit, he's going to pay you that, or?
He's in freaking jail. He's a deadbeat son of a bitch. And I can't get my hands on him.
So how do you get paid?
Which is good. You know, 100 years ago, we wouldn't have to worry about this because we wouldn't even be talking about this. It would have been taken care of.
Now, what the? Are you gonna get paid or no?
My insurance. I just got off. I just had to go over to Dannemora this morning with my insurance people. So, yeah, it's covered. It's not the idea of that. It's what it's done to me. You know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I help people. They come in. I'm a soft touch. If somebody needs some help, I help them, and that's what happens. I get freaked really bad. So, but outside of that, life's a peach. Counting the days down.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. I'll be on my way out of here. I just came back. Up here, the roads are really dicey, so I took the truck instead. And I just put a set of new shoes on it, so it's got real good traction now, and that's what we're going to use. Because I'm going to bring a workbench and a few other things down to my house in Florida.
Yeah. You driving the RV down?
So, what's that?
You driving the RV down?
No. The RV is in storage.
Is it?
And nice and dry and warm, yeah.
There you go. Now you're just taking your truck down there?
My F-150, yeah.
There you go. Nice. Were you just going to set up the bench at your house?
So. What's that?
You're just going to set the bench up at your house?
Yeah, for private stuff. Yeah, because I've got my pocket watch collection. I've got 230 pocket watches, and I got to sort through them, and that's what I want to do with my workbench. I can clean them up a little bit there. And then if somebody needs some help, I won't take it at the house. I'll make sure that I take it some other place. I'm going to make arrangements with the bank that put a bunch of money in down there and see if I can use a conference room.
There you go.
If they won't, I said, okay, well then I think I'm going to make a withdrawal.
You got a lot of cool neighbors down there?
Yeah, really cool. I got one that's a professional fisherman. He goes all over the states and Canada.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if he goes to Mexico or not. I know he goes to states and Canada. So he fishes right here where I go. So
there you go. Nice. Are you gonna have you gone fishing with him yet or no?
No, not yet. I go by myself. I don't like to go with somebody else. Not with a professional, you know.
Yeah, you and the wife just go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That or me and a friend. Like, he'll come down. Like, I'll have friends come down from up north, and we'll go fishing and stuff. And
will your friends stay with you in your new house, or will they, like, just get a hotel somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I've got a private. It's private. The bedroom's a nice big bedroom, and then it's got the bathroom. It's got a walk-in shower for, you know, an invalid. So, and they just close the door. They have their own privacy there. It's their own little suite. So.
You know, you talk about this place, and I want to go down there and see it. Is there any way I could, was it ever on Zillow or anything? I could look it up?
No.
No?
It's not anything. Special.
No, I know. I feel like, but it's still, you know, it's probably still fun, you know.
Yeah, but it's nice. I'll send some pictures.
All right.
When I get down there, we're going down pretty quick, so.
Yeah, I'm sure as soon as this holiday passes, you guys are out of here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just can't wait. I just soon shut right down now. I got some custom jobs coming in, or I would just shut down. I mean, what the hell? I'm 78, run like a bastard to 79. What the hell do I want to you know, I'm looking at, I've got pounds. I've got, over the years, you know, I've always saved my gold. And over the years, I've got pounds of it now. And what am I going to do with it, you know?
Right.
You know, I start turning it in, and I get, you know, I get nailed by the IRS. And so I got to figure out a way I can do that.
There you go, yeah. Well.
Yeah, but, yeah, things are good financially. It's just that I don't want to do this anymore, not like this. I want to just sit down and make my jewelry, and I got that, I had a big, big ring. This guy, I don't know, he must have picked it up on the internet, but he had a big diamond, and he wanted a mounting for it, so. So I did that, and then I had another one that had that little canary that we finally got. She lost her earring, so she found it. So she came in, and I designed a mounting for her for that.
Mm-hmm.
She's just thrilled. Then I made another, a lady, a widow. She lost her husband. She says, I want to wear the diamonds, but I don't want it to look like a wedding band. So I said, okay, well, let's look what we like. And she said, I like a California style. A little bit heavy, not really super California style, but just, you know, heavier ring.
Right.
I said, okay. And I just made up a few designs, and I got to send that. That's a pretty one. I like that. There's a marquee in the center, and I put in two X's underneath the ring.
Yeah.
At the top, I made a rectangular hole, and I put two bars in, and I set a mounting on top of it for the marquee. And it really came. And then there was three little diamonds on each side. So I set a little triangle on each side, and she just thrilled with it.
Really?
Yeah. So I got that done, and you know, a bunch of stuff like that. And it's what I do. And I just made another ring for a woman that's due in. This is my last custom job. I am turning them down now until after the holidays.
Right. I don't blame you. You're probably up to your ears.
Yeah, I am. So anyway, that's what's going on with me, bud.
All right. Sounds good.
So,
well, if you need anything, I mean, let me know if someone's looking for something.
You betcha. We'll be talking soon, Dustin.
All right.
Okay?
I'll talk to you.
Yep. Bye.